Between budget uncertainty and a slew of new rules, it's not easy selling to the federal government at the moment. That's often the case in election years, but to Larry Allen, this year seems more complicated than most. Larry is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Eric White.
I think that there are a lot of people who want to be bullish about FY 2017 in terms of contracting activity. I've been bullish myself up till now. And what's getting me to change my view is the uncertainty over how many continuing resolutions we're going to have. We know we're going to start the year with at least one, probably a couple. Whether or not we may have an entire fiscal year that's run by a continuing resolution, that's certainly not out of the question. It's happened before. Or even if we do get an appropriations measure passed, will it come so late in the fiscal year, say late winter, that there simply won't be enough time to get all the money in play that people have forecast? I don't want to be a contrarian, but I do want to be somebody who's a realist and say, look, yes, if appropriations were implemented within some reasonable time of the start of the fiscal year, December seems to be a reasonable time around now, given current realities, then I think we'd have a very good shot at having the robust 2017 that BGov and others are calling for. But I'm taking a dimmer view. I think that there's a decent shot we'll end up with government by continuing resolution for at least 6 months, if not longer, and that there'll still be some pent-up demand that can't be met until FY18.
Yeah, and the role that politics is going to play in next year's budget, I mean, we've got two presidential candidates that are very polarizing. What role do you think that will play in having consistency in the contracting world?
Well, I think any company that's looking for consistency in today's contracting market is out of luck anyway, because it's a big government with lots of roles and very diverse infrastructure. That's just going to continue. I think as far as the elections may affect how things get done, look, we're going to have experienced people, albeit experienced for the last 6 or 7 years, leaving. As this administration leaves, we're going to have new people coming in eventually, so there's going to be a gap between the new and the old. That usually leads to some hiccups, and people who come in, when they do come in, who have new priorities. I also think that in terms of overall money issues, depending on how the November elections play out, you could have a lame duck Congress that feels totally secure, for example, setting up a sequestration battle for other people to have to deal with, you know, sequestration battle that could lead to substantial reduction in particularly civilian spending under the current rules. So there are a lot of different ways that politics can come into the government market over the next year, none of which are promoting stabilization and efficient government operation.
With this administration on its way out, are there any changes that they've made over the last few months that contractors are going to have to pay attention to that, you know, they may not have seen come through so fast because they're trying to get it in there as quick as they can before they head out the door?
Well, there are really two things that are in play here when you're talking about these rules. The first is certainly the content of the rules themselves. But the second is the timing with which these rules are being issued. And I don't think there's any nefarious intent here, but nevertheless, there are some substantial new rules that impact government contractors that are being put into place during the time when most companies are trying to sell during the federal busy season. You know, right now, we're in the last month of the 2016 fiscal year. The one thing that contractors are paying attention to is business development. They're not really paying attention to the new rules, and that is where many people can end up getting tripped up. So one of them is the Fair Pay and Safe Workplaces rule issued by the Department of Labor. Long anticipated, but again, if you're out selling, you may not know that it's now been finalized. Basically, Among other things, this rule requires both prime and subcontractors to become experts in federal labor law and to pass along information to contracting officers when they believe there may have been a breach in federal labor law. So that certainly requires a whole new expertise and skill set and a new reporting requirement on any prime or subcontractor doing business with the government. May not affect every company today, but it's on the books and being phased in. GSA's transactional data rule is another one that, if you're on the GSA multiple award schedule program, that was being that came into being very quickly, despite continued questions from industry over the full implications of what's required in terms of reporting. Simply put, the transactional data rule puts in place a tremendous exposure to contractors in terms of ensuring that the integrity of a whole new type of data they're going to have to turn over to the government is intact. So, you know, your sales information that contractors are now required to turn over at the end of every month better be accurate, current, and complete. If not, this is a whole new area that can be ripe for audits and whistleblower actions.
Can you think of any examples of other rules that kind of came in late into the game and it came back to bite contractors?
Well, another one that I'm watching for now is the OMB mandate that requires your customer to share at least 20% of any new specially constructed code that you provide to them every year. So if you're developing software for the government and you're putting sweat equity into it, your competitors would like to thank you. They can now leverage your brilliance, at least part of it, because of the OMB mandate. I guess looking back, one of the things that contractors really had to scramble with was back when we had the transition from the Clinton administration to the Bush administration, where we had all the contractor blacklisting rules come into effect that actually, even though they'd been telegraphed, nobody really thought they were going to come into play, and yet they were in effect, at least for a little while. And the short time they were in effect really caused a lot of companies to have to ramp up their compliance spending and, again, try to become experts in things that would seemingly have little to do with the transaction of government business. So there is precedent for it. I think the big thing for companies is, look, the regulatory landscape is changing all the time. Even while you're out selling, you should be paying attention to the rules, because that can definitely affect tomorrow's business and affect how much money you get to keep for the business you're transacting now.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.